This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deep ball. Oh, somehow they blew the coverage. It's Bourne to the end zone. One play later.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, courtesy of Jim Nance, CBS.
One of the greats.
Sure is.
And we'll get into that list of most influential sport media personalities. I thought that was intriguing by one Bill Simmons. I ain't mad at it, but I had some dudes lower than I thought he compiled the list.
Was it his list or he was?
No, it was from Awful Announcing.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right. No, air early.
Because that if it would have been his list, then he would have put himself number one.
Where was he at?
Well, number one. Oh,
wow.
On the list.
I'll tell you who I think should be number one.
Who?
Our friend of the show is number
one. Hold on.
Stephen A. But there's a guy named Skip that
It's been 2000. It's since 2000.
Yeah.
So it's over the last 25 years.
But I remember Cold Pizza with Jay Crawford and Skip.
Oh, you were the one who remembers.
And Woody Page. Skip, we got to put some respect on his name.
Go ahead if you want.
He fizzled out.
Yeah, go ahead if you want. You can put it on. Go ahead, put it on.
Call it like you see it.
No,
that's Shannon. That's my Shannon.
Let it.
Dude, you said we're going to get into it. I'm ready.
Yeah, well, but it's teased. I mean, we got Mike Yam at noon.
Mike's great.
We got to talk about New Orleans at 1 o'clock, and we got Antonio in Oakland right now.
Tone,
what's up, Antonio? How you doing, man? You want to talk about Sunday's game?
Oh yeah, man. You know, 49ers, we're gonna be winning this game. You know, I know Brock Purdy's a big part of our team and all that, but Mac Jones, you know, we need him to play at least like kind of how Jimmy G used to play. You know, safe and make plays we need it and all that. And I hate that we don't got Kittle. Top 5 or 6 tight end all time. Oh, hey, Steiny. And then, so I think we're going to win this by at least 2 touchdowns, kind of like how the Niners used to beat the Saints when we had Steve Young and Jerry Rice. So the defense is going to tighten up. We probably give up 10 points at the most. Man, I can't wait for this game. Yeah. Hey. Love y'all, though.
There it is. I appreciate it, Antonio. Appreciate it. What's the if you're a Niner fan and you're going into this game against the New Orleans Saints,
all right,
do you go into it and, like, what are you worried about Mac Jones, the backup quarterback starting? Are you worried that there is no George Kittle? Are you worried that McCaffrey's coming off 31 touches? Are you worried that Trent Williams didn't get off to a great start in week 1? Or do you look at it and you recognize all those things,
okay,
but you say, we're better than the New Orleans Saints regardless? So despite all those things, I feel like we should go down there and still win the game.
I like still win the game because I think they're capable. But Stani, the one thing that the Niners, I feel like, just from my vantage point, have in their back pocket is their defense and their new defense. And it is game number two. I know last week a lot of people, they like what they saw, and rightfully so. But all the questions you just mentioned before you got to just get the win, I'm concerned. Mac Jones, I got confidence in the good Mac Jones. Stani, if he gets the Timex, if he gets time, is he going to have time? Pressure bust pipes. So if somehow Trent Williams, and I ain't just putting it all at Trent, but he's your dude, Stani. He's the guy. And if somehow you get a performance across the board from the O-line last week against the Saints, I'm going to feel like that's going to give the Saints players and offense, you know, a feeling of we got some action.
Yeah, you just said something interesting about who you have more confidence in, the offense or the defense. And you said the defense, and I don't know what I would say. I mean, the defense is still pretty young, and the Seahawks aren't a great offense. The Saints aren't a great offense. I think it's going to be tough to assess the defense. But then again, the offense doesn't have their starting quarterback, starting number one wide receiver, and starting tight end. So if I were to ask 49er fans, what going into this game, do you have more confidence in the offense and defense? I could understand saying the defense at this point because of what's going on offensively with the injuries.
When do you – Evan came in and we had a discussion during breaks down here about my point I was just trying to make about Trent Williams because I think so highly of him. But I'm sorry, if I just look at the breadcrumbs of what they allowed and what he needed, he should be ready. I mean, do we come in here Monday, let's just say he doesn't have the best game or they don't have the best game again? Are you just going to look me in the eyes and say, hey, Goo, he's your brother working it out, it's week two, give him some more time? Or are you going
to
be like –
You have to give him more time. What are the options? What would the option be?
There are none.
Other than to give Trent Williams more time.
But my point is the ramifications could be, you know, if you go into a game like you did last week and your O-line was porous, I believe they could play better. If you get that type of performance,
well, then you know
we
what?
Might be talking about a Niner team that's 1-1.
Yeah, I think – and you know what? I think more important than them being 1-1 is then you'll acknowledge that he's a little bit older and maybe on the decline.
I'm in denial on that.
Well, you shouldn't be because – I mean, I think Trent would even acknowledge that.
Well, we could say that about McCaffrey, but he still was stellar. I mean, he ain't what he was 5 years ago.
Well, I shudder at that comparison between McCaffrey in week one and Williams in week one. Oh, Lordy.
Well, there was.
McCaffrey was good. Trent stunk.
No, right.
So the question's going to be, how do they play this weekend with McCaffrey at running back and Trent Williams? But, okay, so this is one where...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You think the 49ers haven't handled Trent Williams in the right way?
Well, he's basically been Frank Sinatra. He's did it his way. And when I say he's did it his way, the workload in the offseason, he was pretty much on ice. And I take that as, okay, when it's go time, you're going to be at your best. And injuries happen. He's a big dude, right? I get that. But that wasn't the Trent Williams we're accustomed to. And I don't think the Niners can be the best version of themselves with that type of Trent Williams. I'm telling you, I don't believe that was age. I believe maybe, okay, he needed some more reps in the offseason or a different regiment. Whatever he did, you know, didn't bode well for one game. But he's so stellar still, I believe, Stoney. I'm holding out hope that we'll see a better version of him. And he was talking that talk like, you know, I know what to do, Goo. I got it, Stoney. Don't trip. But again, I could be looking at DeMarcus Lawrence and that front from Seattle like I'm not giving them enough credit. And maybe New Orleans doesn't pose that.
That never mattered. That was supposed to matter with Trent Williams. And I think he, like,
I ain't mad at you on that
one. This is where it's like, okay, so what you want is, like, Trent Williams cannot practice for 4 weeks before the season, then practice all season, then continue to practice through a playoff run. He's incapable of doing that. Like, you have to give him days off. He was off yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah,
he didn't
that.
Practice
but
yesterday.
I get that. So, that's built in.
So, I don't know whether you – all I know is he didn't have a good year last year. He didn't have a good second half of the year, the year before last year.
And I wanted to fight
him. And he didn't have a great first game. So, you know, at what point do we say
a lot of personal stuff last year, though, Stoney.
And at what point do we say he hasn't played his best football for, you know, over a year at this point? 888-957-9570 is the number. Mac Jones is going to get the start on Sunday, man, against the New Orleans Saints. The Saints got beat by the Cardinals in week one. And the question is, how you feeling going into this game? The injuries, they've got two of them to start the season with Brock Purdy and with George Kittle. Purdy's going to miss at least two games, it looks like, and Kittle's going to miss at least four. But
Juwan
you're going
Jennings.
Down. Yeah, Juwan Jennings, I guess we'll find out about.
What about Bourne? How much do you, Kendrick Bourne? Because I talked about it to crossover yesterday, Stoney. Pearsall, will we see him still, you know, be a factor like he was with Brock Purdy? And that's what I was looking forward to, part two of that. So now I wonder if Mac Jones can utilize Pearsall like Brock Purdy was doing.
Yeah, or maybe he'll utilize Bourne more because he's played with Bourne in New England. I'm not quite sure. But what's the key going to be to a win for the 49ers on Sunday? And I'm asking 49er fans out there, what do you see happening? Do you see a big game from McCaffrey? Do you see the 49ers throwing the ball a lot? Do you see them being super conservative? High-scoring game, low-scoring game? How do 49ers fans look at Sunday's game? What are you expecting, knowing that, you know, it's unpredictable, but do you see high scoring, low scoring, another big game for McCaffrey carry-wise? Do you see Mac Jones stepping into the void? 888-957-9570. Coming up at noon, we'll have Mike Yam of the NFL Network and also at the CW he works. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.